Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. On yesterday's call, we began discussing how K-I-S-S changes things. K period I period S period S period means, well, most people call it keep it simple, stupid. I call it keep it simple and smart. If we want to move outside our comfort zones, if we want to change our mental, spiritual, and financial environment, then there's some fundamental things we need to keep simple. We started talking about seven ways. Before we finish this teaching, let's do a brief review. Number one, remove spiritual clutter, which causes confusion. God would never do anything, or for that matter, want us to do anything, which would create confusion or clutter in our lives.
1 Corinthians 14:33 in the easy to read version. God is not a God of confusion, but a God of peace.
Removing the clutter from our lives will allow us to remove the things that have been holding us back from leading a more productive and thus successful life. Number two, stop living by the tyranny of the urgent. Stop living by the tyranny of the urgent. Two keys to this point are, well, stop living by the tyranny of the urgent. In other words, a little prior proper planning will prevent the stress of something being needed now. And if we plan tomorrow, today, not only will we achieve our desired result, but we'll become the master of our own time.
Ecclesiastes 11:4 in the Living Bible. If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done.
And the third point we covered yesterday was this. Don't spend what you don't have. Don't spend what you don't have.
1 Corinthians 6:12 says, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
Whether your credit card has a $3,000 or $30,000 limit does not mean you have to spend it, especially if you can't pay the bill in full when the statement comes in. Just remember this. The credit limit is not your money. When you tap into what you can't pay for, then you're being brought under the power of the creditors. Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Four, family first simplifies our existence. Family first simplifies our existence. The main thing in our life should be our family. Love your family with, well, who you are in Him, not with what you can buy for them. Let me say it again. Love your family with who you are in Him, not what you can buy for them. Some of my favorite memories of our children were those times where the spontaneous plays and the outings we did. Some of our biggest laughs came while playing games or just being together. A simplified life will allow more time for husbands and wives. Create a date night once a week. Doesn't matter where it is. Doesn't have to be an expensive dinner, or just as long as you and your spouse are together, unhindered by others. My fine wife, Bev, and I, we've had laundry dates, and even though the dry cleaner is not that far from us, it gives us time to just be together. We also have post office adventures. Filling up the car with gas, rendezvous, grocery store getaways, bottom line, anytime we can be together, we're together. In fact, there was a season when we lived in Texas that we would have toad frog dates because we had a koi pond. And during the summer, the frogs liked to sing. And, well, we wanted them to sing somewhere else. So we capture the frog, drive him down to a field, let him out. We're doing it together. It's important to maximize the moments so we can honor the hours and distinguish between the days. May every breath we take, every moment we live, every choice, lead us to a more simplified yet successful life. Number five, balance brings bouncy to your life. When your life is out of balance, you're headed for trouble. Early 20s, when I was working as an administrative assistant to a United States senator, it's not unusual for me to work 2 or 3 days without ever going to sleep. I consider myself passionate on a roll. In my 40s, while working for a church, frankly, my work habits almost destroyed my marriage, simply because I spent more time there than I did with them. See, when we get weary and focus more time on the job than our relationship with the Lord, it really opens us up to all sorts of attacks from the enemy. Take my word for it. This can happen even when you're working for the kingdom of God, even though your intent is noble and righteous sounding. I still work hard, but there's a balance. I cherish my time with the Lord, refuse to compromise it. I jealously guard my time with my fine wife. I'd rather be with her than anything. And then, fortunately, we live 3 minutes away from my parents, and we get to spend time, talk to them several times a day. By the way, just keep my mom and dad in your prayer, please. See, now that our babies have moved out of the house, we rejoice in the memories that we created, memories that linger with a heartfelt love. Here are 7 questions that can help determine whether or not your life is out of balance. Number 1, do you get more excited about your work than your family or anything else?
Number 2, do you take your work with you to bed on weekends or on a vacation? 3, has your family or friends given up expecting you to be on time for meals and activities? And 4, do you miss extracurricular activities for your children or your grandchildren because of work?
Number 5, do you believe that it's okay to work long hours if you love what you're doing? 6, are you careful to make sure you always have or make time for your spouse? Number 7, do you think about your work while driving, falling asleep, or when others are talking? Think about your answers and make any necessary changes. Number 6, overcome procrastination, which complicates your life. Procrastination wastes time, creates guilt, and keeps a person from accomplishing the thing they know they need to do. One of the main reasons for procrastination is saying you don't have time. Let me say it this way. Sometimes people say, well, they don't have everything they need to accomplish the task in front of them. I mean, I hear things like, I don't have the right tools. My computer doesn't have the right software or programs. I don't have a truck. I don't have a car. Listen, if God has called us to do something, he'll always make a way. God's calling is his enabling. God will never allow us to see something without giving us the ability to accomplish it. That statement doesn't mean that work won't be involved. We have to work to achieve everything in life. But procrastination is a hindrance to the achievement of our goals in life.
Luke 9, verse 62 in the Message Bible says, Jesus said, no procrastination, no backward looks. You can't put God's kingdom off until tomorrow. Seize the day. Seize the day and complete what we started without further delay. Ask God how to bring order into your environment. Listen, he'll gladly reveal it to us. Psalm 32, verse 8. Psalm 32, 8 in the English Standard Version says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you.
Number 7, SMART goals simplify your life and success. SMART, S-M-A-R-T, and we'll give you an acronym for that. S, simple. We should be able to write our goal in one or two sentences.
Matthew 5, verse 37 in the New Living Translation. Just say a simple yes, I will, or no, I won't. Anything beyond this is from the evil one.
When it comes to setting our goals, it's simple. Yes, we will, or no, we won't. The smart thing to do is setting goals, is to keep it simple.
M is for measurable. It's important that we keep a written record of our progress. Numbers 33, verse 2 in the New Living Translation says, at the Lord's direction, Moses kept a written record of their progress. These are the stages of their march, identified by the different places where they stopped along the way.
SMA, A for attainable. We don't need to set our goals impossibly high. Our goals should cause us to stretch, but always be attainable with a little prior proper planning. Philippians 3, 15 and 16, 3, 15 and 16 in the Message Bible. So let's keep focused on that goal. Those of us who want everything God has for us, if any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that you're on the right track, let's stay on it.
S-M-A-R, realistic. Our goals should be reasonable, pragmatic, and sensible. We can't save $1,000 a month when we only make $1,200. We can't lose 60 pounds in a month without injuring our health or ultimately gaining the weight back. This isn't something that's an offsetting a lifestyle change. This is something that needs to be practical and pragmatic, something we can attain.
T, S-M-A-R-T, for timeline. Regardless of whether your goals are daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly, you must have time to successfully achieve your goals. Isaiah 28:10, New Living Translation. He tells us everything over and over, one at a time, one line at a time, a little here and a little there. Once you've determined your goals, create a timeline for completion. Start at the end, the day by which your goal must be accomplished, and work backwards, denoting key decision moments. Listen, the best way to simplify our lives is to be smart about our future. When we activate these 7 keys that we've shared over the past 2 days, well, when you do that, you can kiss your past goodbye and plant a big old kiss on your future. I couldn't resist that. Hallelujah. Listen, if possible, make sure you join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live. I've been working on this teaching since early this morning. It'll make you shout, jump up and down, and probably run around your room. 6 p.m. Eastern, go to heraldherring.com, click on the button that says Sunday Night Live. Speaking of heraldherring.com, go there and make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And also, while you're there, if you've been blessed by the teaching, just click on that button that says Sunday Night Live. Well, till tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern or tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.